Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
building your collection.
Yeah, collection of anything, really.
Anything. Hmm? Rocks, paper,
stamps,
scissors. Who beat who, guys?
I used to collect rocks a lot as a kid. I love a good rock.
You collected rocks? Different shapes and
like
stuff?
Like if I saw a cool rock, you'd pick it up. You just hold on to it.
What made a rock cool to you?
I once found a piece of petrified wood in my back garden. I still have it somewhere, but I'm not sure where it is. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a rock tree combo.
Okay. Mm. That's fun. I don't even know what petrified wood really is. What is that?
It's wood that's been like fossilized.
So like really old wood.
Really old wood that's been compressed under the earth, and the pressure of it has kind of changed its makeup, so it's almost like a rock.
Cool.
It is a rock.
Yeah.
Petrified wood is a rock.
So how'd you know it wasn't a rock?
I took it to an expert.
Did you actually?
I actually did, yeah.
How old were you?
Like 9. Took it into school as show and tell, and then I got somebody to have a look at it, and they were like, I reckon it's petrified wood.
Oh, so not confirmed, though. They just said, I reckon it is.
Well, they were an expert, so I trust their opinion.
Mm, fair enough.
You were 9.
Yeah.
I think kids just get told what they want to hear, you know 100%. What I mean? Just to shut them up.
Well, what else was it going to be?
Sir, is this petrified? Yep, 100%.
100%. Are you a wood doctor?
Yes, I am. Absolutely am.
Shut up.
Leave me alone. Pain in the ass.
Yeah. I reckon there would have been plenty of teachers that thought that about me, but that's all right.
No, I thought the teachers loved you. Isn't that what you were?
Yeah, I used to stay back at lunchtime and organise their cupboards.
Mm. Did you actually? Is that what you did? Organise their cupboards?
Yep.
Mm. You do love organisation.
Lucky we all didn't go to school together. Cause
we would not have been friends.
No, we wouldn't have.
No.
But we are now. And then the joy of life. Mm.
Although you were a drama kid, I would have been friends with you.
In drama.
Mm. But then outside drama, don't look at me.
And then, you and your mates, it'll be like, oh, yeah, she will puzzle with that. And then when they're all gone, you run up to her and go, so sorry about that.
Yeah, so sorry about that. Anyway, you still come to my footy game? Just make sure you're not seen.
Well, she wore like a cloak.
Mean. Yeah.
I would never wear a cloak.
You look like a Dementor.
No, because I wasn't into Harry Potter.
Stuck at the soul.
What?
I am...
Can't beep that out. We've always beeped stuff out.
It's a long beep.
You can't beep. Come on. You beep yourself out before.
Yeah.
We don't beep anymore.
No, well.
We're going to have to beep that out.
Yes. In fact, I might just chop it.
You can chop it.
Yes.
Don't chop the dinosaur,
and bring it back in now. And we're back, guys.
Enjoy the show.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, Chi-Chi Tuesday, Australia. Let's get on board the Jimmy Nate train, hey? First stop, Funville. And here we are, guys, all aboard.
I got something I want to, but just quickly, what are some of the other stops? So first stop's Funville.
Yeah, Funny Lane.
Funny Lane.
Prize Town. And Songville. I've already done Ville, but there's two Villes.
There's two Villes.
That's all right. There's more than one Ville.
There's Townsville.
Yeah, Townsville and...
Funsville. And Songsville.
Songsville. Have you never been to Songsville?
No.
Oh, first stop, Nikki, Yor and Daisy, Sunroof, coming up.
That sounds like you made that up, but that's a real
that's
song.
That's the first song playing.
About to play. Hey, look, really exciting. Can you two hear me outside?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
They're working hard behind the scenes.
So this is the Jimmy Nate Show. Hey, guys. This is our second week in, and it's been hard because Nathan and I, people say we sound very similar.
Who says that?
People say it, mate.
No,
people
actually, who said that? Was that me?
But, and we produce a Grace, we bring her wherever we go.
Yes.
Even if we try to get rid of her, we couldn't.
She's like the bow on the present, really, isn't she?
She's the bow on the present. Mm. But also now we have another producer, and this is all, because now we have two females. Because it was easy to tell whose voice Grace was, but now we have two females. And you may be thinking, Jimmy and Nath? Well, now I've got to try and figure out between Jimmy and Nath and what you got. Grace, and this is
Trial Trin.
And Trin has helped us out on the weekend show this
she's
year.
She's very good at what she does.
But, guys, we figured it out because running girls, come on.
Come on here. Trial Trin, producer Grace. Get in here.
You can tell Trin's more eager. Trin ran in. Yeah. Grace begrudgingly got up.
Yeah, you can tell who's been with us for longer.
I don't run for anyone.
Also, Trin's taken her shoes off as well. So thank you, Trin, for adhering to the Jimmy Nate dress code.
But how good is this? So we all know Grace's voice.
Hello, I'm producer Grace.
This is Trin's voice.
Hello. Yes, I've got a Kiwi accent.
See, so easy to do. So easy to do, which means one of us needs an accent. What do you want to go with?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. What?
No
what?
Accents.
I was going to go for like a British accent.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, but I want to do the British accent.
All right, well, we both will then, won't we?
Fair enough.
Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate Show.
And we're back to bloody square one, aren't we? First stop Funville on the Jimmy and Nate Show. Trial Trin, it is an absolute pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and Grace, did you see her eagerness then running into the studio?
I saw it.
Is that ever going to come back for you? Or?
No. You know, you get to a long-term relationship and you just love each other and you're comfortable, but you don't have to try that hard anymore.
Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we in a rut?
No.
Are we adding a third or a fourth? Try and spice things up. Is that what's happening?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
The first batch of information from the 2021 census is here.
Oh. Hurrah, guys. Open a bottle of champagne tonight.
Sit down, producer Grace. Put some headphones on because this is going to be fun.
You're in for a wild ride.
I've got the highlights of this census results if you've missed it.
Mm. I'll be honest.
I actually looked at these earlier today.
Yeah, you'd be the type.
I was about to say, I purposely avoided it.
Do you remember when
I stayed off the socials for any spoilers?
Do you remember when I did the census and it went, how many people are in your house right now? And I went zero.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, obviously I'm filling it out, so I would be one.
Yeah.
So it means who else?
Mm.
And then it goes, obviously no one's here. Thanks for filling it out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you screwed up the census.
And then I had to call them.
And you had to redo your census login, didn't you?
Yes. Mm.
Didn't I have issues too? Didn't I have internet issues? I had something wrong.
I think both of you just really struggled with the census thing.
It's
I had
difficult.
A great time. I love filling out things. I love statistics.
Yeah, you would have loved it.
It was fun.
Yeah, you would have loved it.
Sat there with a glass of red.
I bet you did.
Filled it out.
I think Meg did. My partner did my whole census, actually.
The 2021 census counted 25,422,788 people in Australia.
Wow, that's good.
Which is an increase of 8.6% since 2016. That's around 2 million more people.
Okay. So we're growing, guys. We're growing.
Yeah. The top two population. Baby boomers make up 21.5% of the population. And tying them, millennials make up 21.5% of the population.
We're catching up. They're dropping off the boomers, aren't they?
Yep.
That's how life works.
They're about...
You're not wrong.
Like we've got the census to prove that.
One day we'll be dropping off.
Yeah, I know. And who's next? Who's under us?
Well, Gen Z.
Speaking of dropping off, Nath,
oh, no.
More than 8 million Australians have long-term health conditions.
What? I really wasn't sure where you were going with that sentence.
Well, long-term health conditions can lead to...
I see what you were doing. I'll be honest. I see the segue, but I was wondering where you were going.
Yeah.
But this is fun. I wonder how many people are covering the census like this.
They've never asked that before in the census.
Haven't they?
No. It was the first time they went, hey, have you got long-term health conditions?
Mm.
They used to ask, how are you feeling right now? It would go all right.
It was just a smiley face or a sad face. You colour it in.
48.2%.
Can't read.
Australians. I love this. 48.2%, nearly 50% of Australians reported having a parent born overseas.
Mm.
And I love that. We have such a multicultural country here. And I think that's something that we really need to embrace. And I think that shows that half of us, our parents were born somewhere else.
Yeah.
This is the first time as well we answered our ancestry. So we used to answer our country of birth. So people would answer their ancestry. Would you like to know the 1, 2, 3, 4, top five?
I'd love to know. Here we go.
Number one. Convicts in the English with 33%. People just answered Australian. That they're not really sure where.
Yeah, that means from. You haven't logged on to ancestry.com.
No, that doesn't fall into Indigenous either. That is just people who are unsure of their ancestry. Then we have the Irish.
We've got lots of Irish, didn't we?
Third is Irish.
The Irish.
Four is Scottish.
Oh,
okay.
And fifth is Chinese. So they're our top five.
There you go. I wouldn't have guessed them. Oh, definitely wouldn't have guessed Irish.
No.
I wouldn't think that would be in there. St. Paddy's Day.
Scottish, yes, though.
Scottish 100% would have been my top three. And St. Paddy's Day, I mean, it's popular, but I just thought it was just a bunch of everyone else getting involved. Turns out the Irish are here.
Yeah, no, they are. Third list.
Good on the Irish.
That's Jimmy's recap of the census.
That's good, guys. I tell you what. For a play-by-play, get the podcast.
In the podcast, we'll go in depth.
Oh, let's break it down even more. Oh, yes.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you can hear it all here.
Jim, our friends over at Coles and Woolies, they are going head-to-head again with a new collectibles edition. Coles, they're going to be releasing, get this, a new range of Harry Potter collectibles made from
Coles.
This is Coles. Coles doing this. They're doing Harry Potter collectibles made from cardboard with no plastic in sight. So this is good. Completely recyclable.
I mean, geez, Harry Potter is popular. I mean, we were talking about last night on the show that whatever Woolies, that's going to be hard. You need some sort of Disney thing to beat.
Do you want to know what Woolies are doing? So Coles are doing, they're doing like these. There's 30 different Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts characters made from cardboard that is recyclable. You can collect them. You know how they do it. They put it, you can buy like the little base or whatever. Woolies is releasing a new collectible series called Fixums. Now, I think they might be coming in second here, guys, because these are reusable woven patches that can be stuck or fixed to a vast range of surfaces. So you can put them on metal, glass, plastic, or you can iron them onto your clothes. And the themes they've got are Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, Mickey, Minnie Mouse, Lightning McQueen, Spider-Man, all that kind of stuff. So good, a bigger range. But I know, does it beat the cardboard collectibles?
I think it does.
You reckon it does? Yeah. You reckon they've got
it? Have you got a photo of them?
I don't have a photo of them. No. They're just like a patch.
Kids love patches, though. You know, you can put it on your school bag.
That's true. Put on a shirt.
On your pencil case. Mm. Probably not your shirt, because at school you might get in trouble.
Yeah, you have to wear a jumper all the time, wouldn't you? And then you couldn't show people. Mm. Unless you were like, hey, guys, come at the bay. Let me show you my... fix them. My Woolly Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, without seeing it, and I think that's a bigger range. Like, I mean, you've mentioned there's Marvel characters, there's Disney characters, there's Pixar, there's a whole range. Whereas Harry Potter's just Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And what do you do with the cardboard pieces once you have them? It's quite
so
boring,
right.
isn't it?
Can you play with them, or what do you do? Whereas with those, I guess you can wear them, can't you? Mm. Maybe I've changed my tune.
Yeah, I'm going to give the W to Woolworths.
To the Fixums over the collectibles, the Harry Potter collectibles, you reckon? Mm. You collect much as a kid? I collected so much as a kid.
I loved it. Didn't really, and I know what you collected, so let's...
I collected so many. Do you want me to rip them all off like a Band-Aid?
Well, okay, yeah, we'll go through them.
Well, there was Tarzos. Tarzos I collected out of the chip packets.
I collected them, yeah.
Yeah, the Simpsons cards, you collect them off the poppers. Off the fruit poppers?
I don't think I did.
You never did those?
I did. Because you had to cut it off.
You had to cut them off. A bit of work involved.
Tarzo.
Bit of work involved.
Tarzo's it.
There they are. Fair enough.
I do remember the Simpsons thing, but I was like, that's a bit of work.
Beyblades? Collect Beyblades at all?
I love the TV show. I didn't collect
them. Okay.
I collected Pokemon cards.
Pokemon cards was on there for me, but the big two, which you know because I say it to you and producer Grace all the time, were Crazy Bones and Mighty Beans.
Your Magic Moose Beans.
No, the Magic... Don't you laugh out there. Producer Grace is already laughing out there. You
love Magic Moose Beans.
No, that's not... Magic Moose Bean is the rarest Mighty Bean. And there's one of them. And I had
Magic
one.
So Magic Beans and Moose... What are they?
Moose Knuckles. Knuckles? What did you collect?
The Moose Beans and the... they're different.
Yeah, they're completely different. So
there's... How many moose are there?
No, it's a rare amount. So there
is it
might
a moose
be like,
or a bean?
It's a moose bean. So the mighty moose.
So it's a bean that looks like a moose. Or is it a moose that looks like a bean?
It's a bean, but painted on it is the moose, okay. The mighty moose.
So they're mighty moose beans.
No, mighty beans.
Yeah.
The most valuable of which is the mighty moose bean, I had.
So they didn't all have mooses on them.
Are there any other animals on the beans?
Yes, heaps of other animals.
Oh!
So many animals.
How come the moose was the rarest?
Because the moose just was.
Rarer animals
there
than
moose. There are. I've seen a lot of moose.
Like what?
Different types of frogs like birds.
Different types of frogs.
Tasmanian tiger.
The Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, okay. But in this particular instance, they made the mighty moose bean the rarest. That's what happened.
I just think you were... Someone was pulling the wool over your eyes.
It was.
Good. Some kid went to school and went, yeah, Nath, the moose is the rarest.
It is the rarest. It had gold on it and it had... It was... So, okay, how about this? Every bean was numbered in terms of rarity. The mighty moose bean had the number one. What do you say
well,
100, to that?
100 could be the biggest.
No. It was like a rank. Like first, one.
Yeah, no, but 100, that's a lot of points.
No, it's not points.
I'm confused. I never heard of these as a kid.
13, 10, 60. I knew this was going to happen. What did you collect as a kid? What did you collect as a kid? Were you like me? Did you? Or should we just go 13, 10, 60? Did you collect Mighty Beans? Like me? No. Producer Grace is already saying no.
I let's go with what did you collect. Okay. And if there is someone out there who has heard of the Moose Knuckle.
That is a different question. If you've heard of the Mighty Moose Bean, great.
Mighty Excellent. Moose Knuckle.
Not the Mighty Moose Knuckle. What did you collect as a kid? 13, 10, 60. 13, 10, 60. Jump on the phones, Australia. What did you collect as a kid? It can be anything. Bonus question if you know what the Mighty Moose Bean is. 13, 10, 60. Take your calls next on what you collected as a kid. It's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, just asked a question to Australia. 13-10-60 Australia. What did you collect as a kid? This is after Woolies is going toe-to-toe with Coles again. They've got some collectibles. Coles is releasing a new range of Harry Potter collectibles, whilst Woolies is doing a thing called Fixums. And they've got heaps of things there with Disney, Pixar, Marvel, but essentially you can iron them or stick them on to different things, which is pretty cool. Put it on a pencil case, whatever. Kids
are
going nuts.
I've decided they're the clear winners there, I think.
Yeah, I think you can do a lot more. And so much bigger range outside of, I mean, not to give feedback to the two biggest supermarkets in the country, but
no, they listen.
Yeah, absolutely. Just be better next time, guys. Sam from Melbourne. Sam, what did you collect as a kid?
I collected two. I'll tell you first, Mondo figurines. It was the year 1999. Do you remember them?
Mondo figurines.
I've got to say, Sam, I don't remember.
No, I don't remember Mondo. Sam, talk
That's
us through.
All right. Okay, so they were a lollipop in a box, a mystery box, and they would represent a little person from each country all around the world. So you'd have like a geisha girl or a cowboy or a...
Okay.
Best to Google it.
All right, but, yeah, I might Google it in my spare time. Yeah, and then what else?
Spice Girl photo cards.
Oh, I love that. That is unreal. Okay. Where do you acquire the Spice Girl photo cards, Sammy?
I would say I would have been from the local news agencies back way back when.
Yeah, I do remember going to the news. I remember I go down.
Stop right now. Okay.
But, I mean, how many Spice Girls are there? Four? Five?
Five.
Five. So, I mean...
Who did you forget?
Was there only five to collect then?
No, there was about 100 of them in different sort of, you know, candid poses. And you'd get about 10 mystery photos per pack.
A mystery. Oh, it's scary in a box.
I got sporty again.
Hayley from Maitland and Newey. Hi, Hayley.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Hayley. What did you collect as a kid?
I collected the Snoopies from McDonald's, the Snoopy toys.
Snoopies from McDonald's.
You sound like you're 30 metres away from your phone, Hayley.
Yeah, have you thrown your phone on a, down a tube or something, Hayley?
Sorry.
No? Are we on loudspeaker, Hayley?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, that's might need to take us off. Hayley, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop you in the hub. We'll come back to you, okay? Because I want to hear about the Snoopies. Okay. All right, good.
Don't worry.
All right. No one misses out on this show, guys. Jay from Victoria. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Jay. What did you collect as a kid, bro?
When I was a kid, brother, I used to collect Easter egg wrappers and try not to rip all the foil and that off me and my sister's egg.
That's so cool. I used to do that too. How many wrappers do you reckon you got to, Jay?
Probably only two or three, mate, and then the chocolate was too good to resist.
Yeah, not a huge collection.
I don't know how you did it, Jay, but I remember, like, I just rip them open. I don't know how you had the patience.
So your maximum collection, Jay, was two?
Yeah, I reckon it would have been, two, mate.
Still got them somewhere, Jay?
No, definitely not.
Nah, that's fine, cool, no. They haven't made the count. We're going to go back to Hayley from Newey. Hi, Hayley.
Hi.
Yeah, marginally better.
That's better, yeah.
Tell us about the Snoopies you collected.
So I just collected those Snoopy toys that you got from McDonald's and you just kind of put them together. I think one had a skateboard.
That's right.
One was like on top of the little house that he laid on.
Yeah, I remember these. How many do you reckon you collected, Hales?
I think I had about four or five, maybe.
Did you collect anything else from Macca's, Hayley, or was it just the Snoopies and you went, geez, I've got to get my hands on them?
I do remember, like, some Hercules toys.
Yes, I remember the Herc toys too.
The glass cups and stuff.
Yeah, I always used to collect the Macca's cups, whatever they were. Do you remember the IXL jam and they had Looney Tunes on the outside?
Yeah, did you collect those too?
Collected those.
Jimmy loved collecting. You collect all the normal cups now, don't you? You've got 50 of those old frozen Coke ones.
I do love stealing a glass from a... like a venue. Awful at it.
Oh, mate, you've got the mismatch, don't you, from all these fancy places. Kathleen from Canberra. Hello, Kathleen.
Hiya.
Wrap things up for us, Kathleen. What did you collect as a kid?
I collected the Mighty Beans.
That's my girl. No! That's my girl. No. I told you they were real.
The Mighty Moose Beans?
Well, no, that's... Okay, Kathleen, finally, somebody who gets me. Okay, did you have the rarest bean of all, which, of course, was the Mighty Moose Bean, Kathleen?
No, man, that was the dream.
I told you. Okay, can you please explain to producer Grace and to Jimmy how rare this bean was?
I didn't have one. Everyone was searching for one. From memory, that's the one they used to advertise to everyone. Like, it's the moose. You're looking for the moose.
That's the thing. And Kathleen, I had that bean.
you're my hero, man.
I know.
You got the Charizard of these little plastic bean fuckers.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Is that what you're talking about? And we're back, guys.
Just had to dump. Which is sad because...
Which is sad because
Kathleen...
Oh, how... Of course. The time I get someone to back me up with the Moody Beans...
Moody Beans.
Yeah, well, I'm moody now.
So you just missed it. Kathleen was telling us about the beans and she used... Can we say F words late at night?
Is I don't know. Still, do I dare bring Kathleen... Okay. Can I bring Kathleen back?
No. Oh.
Can I bring Kathleen back? Kathleen, are you still there? Kathleen?
Yeah.
Can you promise me you won't swear?
We can't say the F word.
Can you don't swear for me again?
Try my hardest.
Okay, just say how much of a legend I am again for having the Mighty Moose Bean.
You're a legend for having the Mighty Bean.
She's trying so
I know, and I'm just going to slowly bring her down before it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
And please welcome our talented executive producer, Grace, for some goss.
Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace.
Apparently, several iconic Big Brother stars refused to join the new season because the pay wasn't enough.
I didn't even know that they got paid. I thought it was just like per diems and stuff.
Well, when you get on a reality TV show, most of them pay for like you kind of to cover rent and you've got to take time off from work
you
and stuff.
You feed them one?
Yeah.
I know.
Is this, yeah. What do they pay you for first dates? Producer Grace is okay. On first dates.
I was on one episode of First Dates back in 2016.
Did they pay for your parking?
No. They did not.
What did you
I don't
get?
Know if I'm allowed to say this.
Well, you did, mate. It was like 12 years ago.
I know. They didn't pay for anything. And they subsidised the meal, but we still had to pay because it was supposed to reflect what it's like
in
a real restaurant on a real date situation.
Yeah, Big Brother is supposed to reflect what it's like living at home.
So you had to pay for your own meal.
Yes.
On first
date. I mean,
date.
I didn't, obviously.
Oh, the date paid?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
My date paid for dinner.
So they subsidised it a bit. So did he go
it was
like,
still like $150.
So did he say, like, I'll get the bill, knowing full well
okay,
that it's
no,
half
what
price?
Is that it was no, it's still $150.
And you're like, oh, what are you?
I went to the bathroom and he paid while I was in the bathroom.
Right.
So a little smooth move.
But do you know, like, he.
Is it?
did he definitely pay for the whole thing? Like, he didn't put in a timesheet afterwards? No.
No, he did pay for it, yeah.
Did you go on a second date?
Yeah, we dated for a couple of months afterwards. And then when the TV show aired...
They weren't aired, though, the second dates.
No. Okay, when the TV show actually aired, it was a couple of months later. We both had new girlfriends at the time. And, his girlfriend didn't like it that much. But,
like
but no, because the show said we were still dating and everyone was like, oh, my God, they're still dating. And
we should do like a where are they now segment.
First, nobody cares about people that were on first dates.
So who turned it down? Who turned your brother? Name and shame.
Oh, yeah.
So, according to an insider, Sarah Marie asked for $150,000. Channel 7 said no. Chrissy Swan and Fitzy all asked for upwards of $200,000 and they said no as well. Apparently, the contestants in there are only getting paid about $120 per day.
Well, they're all relatively big.
Fitzy, who's he?
Fitzy, I believe he's on another radio station.
Fitzy or whatever.
Yeah, but he's doing
as
all right.
As is Chrissy.
They're both doing all right, yes. Like cash-wise. So I get it. Price yourself out of it. And if they're going to pay them to go on it, they're
exactly.
Laughing, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was only contestants that didn't really mind if it wasn't much money they were getting paid.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
So there Fitzy said no. Chrissy Swan said no. Sarah Marie. What's Sarah Marie up to?
I couldn't tell you. She was the one that had the bunny ears, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah. She did bum dance.
All I wanted on there was Reggie. Mm. And I haven't watched.
And what? She's on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me finish.
Sorry. Got excited.
Jeez. This is why I don't get involved. All I wanted was Reggie on it. And she's on it. And rumors are that she wins it.
Oh.
These are rumors. I don't know anything. I'm not
is
spoiling
it. Filmed
it.
It's not filmed live.
No, it's
is
been.
It?
Yeah,
no,
it's, been
it's already been done.
And so. I've heard strong rumors that she wins, and I would love for her to win. She's been through a lot. She's an absolute star.
Yeah, she's great.
Tasmanian
Reggie.
Icon. I love Reggie.
We've chatted to her before
a
on the show.
Of times,
she's
yeah.
Great.
Follows
she's
on the socials. Value. Always gets involved. Still
is there
laughing,
big, still a big cash prize if they win?
I'll be honest.
No,
I have
they
no
get a
idea.
Subsidized dinner.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
If you missed anything, guys, you can go and get the Jimmy Nath podcast. It's available on Listener Without an E, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get it. You type in Jimmy Nath, it'll be there, guys. It'll be there. What's happened?
Oh, I've got a gag for the opening thing, but...
Is this for producer Grace? She can eat,
yeah? Yeah, no. Nath, it turns out marrying your second choice is quite common, so producer Grace don't...
You can talk, Grace. That mic works.
That mic works. No, come inside.
Oh, Jesus. And you've just added 12 seconds to this. Oh my God.
We'd set the mic up outside so that it avoids that.
There's a microphone outside.
What were you doing on your phone? What were you doing on your phone?
I was typing.
What?
I don't know.
No, tell us what you're doing on your phone.
I don't know. I was just fiddling.
Jesus. We've got someone else here. Trin can... She's gunning for your job.
Trin.
You know what we need?
Trin's out there. Trin, can you just see if that mic works?
You know what? Tomorrow night, we need to introduce some sort of naughty corner on the show.
100%.
Tomorrow night.
Great idea.
So this behaviour is
great
not
idea.
Acceptable.
Sorry, Trin, just testing.
Testing.
Oh, great. It works. Yeah. Okay,
and,
good.
And also, if you do go into the studio to talk on air, you need to run in.
Yeah, no, so right.
Feedback. There you go.
It's because Grace is unfit.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, I know. Her watch just pinged 3 times as she came in here.
Nath, it turns out marrying your second choice is quite common. In an article published by Body and Soul over the weekend, it turns out that marrying your second choice, or perhaps your third choice, happens a fair bit. Many people commented on the article, and you know I love a comment section, saying that, they didn't marry their first or second partner for many reasons, but they're much happier that they settle for the next option.
So I don't understand this. So is it just because they break up with their first option?
So a lot of these are, I was reading, are first loves. So they fall madly in love with someone. They're like, we're going to do this. We're going to, you know, talks of engagement, talks of marriage. Something happens. And as I mentioned, there were many reasons. And it didn't work. And then they went to someone else. And usually, though, someone they knew. So someone was trying to have a crack early.
Yeah.
And then, like, they went, nah.
Yeah.
And they went, well, that one didn't work out. I'm going to go back to old mate and go, you want to have a go at this? And they go, yeah.
Righto. Okay, fair enough.
So I guess people would kind of set time limits and stuff, being like, well, I want to get married before I'm this old because I want to have kids or whatnot, or this is just how I plan my life to be. So I kind of understand.
Like what you and
so
Nath,
keeping somebody on the back burner.
You and Nath did. Like if you're both single and you're 40, you guys are getting together.
100%.
Who, me?
Yeah, Nath.
We did not do that.
Yeah, that was
mate.
The agreement.
Yeah, it was the pact you made.
What do you mean?
You've got a beautiful partner and I'm engaged.
Yeah, I know, but none of us are married.
And all these stories were that
100%. Pretty much. Literally, you're my backup. Am I not your backup?
No.
Okay, what if hypothetical, Diana's gone.
Okay.
Meg's gone.
Yeah.
I reckon you two would be.
What are you ringing?
Well, I feel like it'd be weird for the work-life dynamic.
Oh, you'd be fired.
I'd be fired? This is sounding more and more like a fourth or fifth choice.
Your parents would be happy. They love Nate.
Yeah, but they love Diana more.
Well, we've got them on the line.
Put it to a vote. Your mum, Kate, is here.
Grace, I love Diana.
Why is my Kate impression the same as my Grace impression? I don't know. Look, I want to ask on 131060, did you marry your second choice? Were you with someone and you had a conversation and maybe you're engaged, maybe it was your partner,
okay.
Maybe it was a high school crush and you went, we're going to be together forever. But you end up, it didn't happen for whatever reason, and then you married your second choice.
All right, 131060. Do we think people are going to admit to marrying their second choice?
You can remain anonymous.
Yes.
Okay, we'll give you the option. Oh, no, people are calling. Maybe not. 131060, jump on the phones right now. Did you marry your second choice, Australia? Did you marry your second choice? We've got $50 menu log vouchers to give away as well. You want one of those? 131060, did you marry your second choice? It's Jimmy and Nath around the country. Good morning.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Got a new game for the country just after 10 o'clock as well, Jim.
Yeah, looking forward to that. But just now, we've asked 131060, did you marry your second choice? This is after an article was published in the Body Plus Soul over the weekend, some sort of newspaper lift out.
Haven't read that one.
But I read the online.
The summary.
That's not fair. I didn't read the online one. I just saw a post on Facebook and saw the comments. Because I had to click on it and it goes, you have to pay.
Headline in the comments.
Yeah. And the Facebook comments was just a lot of people agreeing. They were saying, yeah, I married my second choice. I married my third choice. Because for whatever reason, their first choice didn't work out. So they went back to someone else, their second or third choice. So I thought we'd see. And apparently people have called.
Absolutely. Michelle from Coffs Harbour. Hi, Mish. We got you there.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, Mish. Did you marry your second choice?
I did marry my second choice. I got engaged and the guy did the dirty on me. And now I'm married for 10 years.
Well, congratulations. That's massive beautiful. Round of applause. Sounds like you picked the right guy in the end, Mish.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, yeah. Mish, this guy that you've now been with for 10 years, did you know them when you were with the other person?
I did.
And were they trying to have a crack? Were they trying to get in there?
No. He was with another guy at the time.
Wow.
The story gets better and better.
Okay, this is one of the great stories
ever. You didn't break up that relationship, did you?
No. Definitely
okay.
not.
Okay, Mish, okay, did the bloke you're with now, so the guy you married, what's his name, the guy you're married to now?
Tom.
Okay, does Tom know that he was the second choice?
Yes.
Yeah, he does. Okay, that's
good.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's a better second choice, Michelle.
Absolutely.
Sometimes that. The second is better.
There's always sunshine after the clouds.
Absolutely.
Oh,
100%. What? That is beautiful.
Because it would have been quite hard, Mish, when your partner, your ex did the dirty on you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And heartbreak.
If there are other people out there, because it's quite common. I was reading these Facebook comments. It's quite common. Now look at you. You're happily married 10 years.
100%, and I wouldn't go back.
Oh, see, that. You know what? Australia, skip the queue. Just go straight to your second choice. You know what I mean? Jess from Melbourne. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hi. Jess, did you marry your second choice?
I'm marrying my third choice.
Marrying number three. Okay, this is even better. Talk us through, Jess. What happened to one and two?
One and two. So one had a really bad mum who caused a lot of issues.
Sure.
And number two did dirties on me as well.
Fair enough.
So my number three I met in high school, and 5 years down the track we re-met up, and now we're getting married.
I love that.
So Jess, number three, was he trying to have a crack in high school?
So I was actually trying to have a crack in high school.
Oh.
He was trying to just copy my work in high school.
Classic flirting.
Yeah, just to try to get my work. But and then he dropped out, disappeared for 5 years, and then we rekindled, and that was it.
And you're when's the wedding?
In 4 months, so in October.
Oh, that's beautiful.
A one and two getting an invite, Jess?
Oh, definitely not.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you can hear it all here.
Yeah, Tuesday, come at us, guys. How you going, Australia? We are Jimmy and Nate. We are live around the country with you every night, Monday to Thursday, 9 to 11 p.m. Also back on weekends, guys, 7 to 9. And we're everywhere.
We're everywhere,
guys.
But look, currently, we've just moved. We were doing Hobart Breakfast for 5 years.
Yep.
We've moved to Big Smoke to take on the show. And Nathan and I live in a hotel at the moment.
Yeah. Hotel life, out of a suitcase, as they say.
Yeah. Not as fun in the second week.
I'll be honest, I thought I was super excited for it until I realised, I'm a bit over it because I'm still working, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going out to a tropical paradise every day and just going back for a massage in the room and room service. I don't even think where we're staying has room service.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It's one of those service hotels.
Yeah.
It means you service it yourself.
I don't even have an oven. I have to borrow your oven.
But we're on the same floor, which is nice, because Nathan obviously head into work together. But Nathan's been doing this joke on me for years.
Mm. We're telling this on air, are we?
Yeah,
okay.
So Nathan would just come to my door, because we've travelled for years in different places, and Nathan would just knock the door and go, housekeeping, and I'd, you know, trying to get me, and never got me. Mm. So I don't think it's not a great bit.
No, it's not an average bit, but it has longevity, and it's one that I've done for 10 years.
It's funny because you've committed to it for 10 plus years.
100%. Yeah.
Whether it's a work trip, of just us going away to play golf, whatever it is, holidays, you've always knocked on my door on housekeeping. So Nathan's kept that up this week and a bit since we've been staying, but on the weekend. Now, Nath did text me, and Nath goes, I'm about 5-10 minutes away.
Yep.
And I went, yeah, cool.
I walked past your door and I'll knock on it. I did say that.
Anyways, so I just hopped out of the shower, and it's knocking the door, it's housekeeping, and I'm just like, oh, geez, Nath, I've just got a shower.
You addressed it in a way as if it was me.
Well, okay, so first of all, I went, I've just got a shower, I'm dripping wet. And I'm like, yeah. And so I'm drying myself, and then more knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Housekeeping. And I'm like, oh. And now I start swearing.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, D-head.
Dickhead, you can say that, mate. It's 10 o'clock at night.
Shut up. Yeah, you effed.
Yeah. I was like, shut up, you
And then he just keeps knocking on the door, and I'm like, oh! So I put on my undies, and I run to the door because I'm like, oh, obviously Nathan really wants to get. So now I open the door, I'm yelling, I'm angry, I'm in my undies, and it's someone from
house. It's a housekeeping person.
Yeah.
So finally, after 10 years, the bid has paid off.
He got me. 10 years at
this end. The bid has paid off.
And the guy goes, you don't want your room
You don't want your room serviced? And that is why none of our rooms have been serviced since we've been here. That's why. All because of a 10-year bit.
You got me, though. Well
and it
done.
Was worth it.
It was my a slow pleasure. Play,
my pleasure.
You finally got me.
It all comes off in the wash, doesn't it?
All right. Well done. One of the best bits.
Pleasure, mate. Longevity.
Just a bit.
And you know what? I'll just keep going with it. I'm going to keep going with it
Nate
as well.
Did. And the funniest thing was, because Nate texts me 5 minutes later, I get a knock on the door. Housekeeping. I didn't say anything, though. I wasn't sure.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Tuesday night. You got Jimmy and Nate.
And for the first time ever on Late Nights, we're going to introduce a new game. It's called the Edge Game.
Are we doing that now? No, we're not doing that yet.
Oh, okay.
You did a big throw and we're not doing that yet. We're doing your thing, remember?
We're going to talk about Tanasi Kokkinakis.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
And also I do the age game.
I know, that's why I panicked.
What happened?
Because you
Producer
said
Grace, is he okay? What?
Put me in the naughty corner.
Are you, is he?
Hey, what's going on?
You all right, buddy?
I don't know.
Can we get
I've got to come in and do the scores. Set that up.
Oh, yeah, no, you do that.
Okay, bud, sorry, this is your big thing about tennis.
Oh, I
even had Grace's tennis.
Tennis, yeah.
That bit.
Oh, that's awful.
If you haven't seen that, add Jimmy, you know.
Head to the Instagram. You okay?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Then push on, mate. Push on, big fella.
We thought it was a good idea to do weekend 10 nights. Nate Tanasi Kokkinakis.
Yeah.
He can't wait after breaking his Wimbledon hoodoo. He's set to face Novak Djokovic, famous anti-vaxxer, in the second round.
Yeah. Okay. Has he versed?
Yeah.
Has he versed Novak before? Surely they played.
Sure they have.
I want to know what his record is. I'd love to know his record against. We got that?
No.
No, because you thought it was the Edge Game.
5 long years since his last appearance at the All England Club. Kokkinakis continued his 2022 resurgence with the 7-6, 7-5, 6-2, 7-5 victory over Poland's Kamil Marzak on Monday. After two, I've got a lot of stats.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I don't have his record against Novak.
Got everything else, though. Got his last score.
After two previous first-round defeats plus two unsuccessful qualifying campaigns, the 26-year-old South Australian reward for winning that first match is a showdown with Djokovic on Wednesday.
Mm.
Kokkinakis said, can't wait for the opportunity.
It's going to be a big one against the Joker.
It's a big one. Is
he still the best in the world? Is he still numero uno? Or did he drop a bit after obviously missing some stuff?
You've got a lot of questions I don't have the answers to, but I have answers to other things.
Yeah. All right. What would you like me to ask? What was his score against his last opponent?
Ask, how's he going at Wimbledon?
How's he going at Wimbledon?
Well, he is looking to be the second man to win 4 Wimbledons in a row.
That's a great stat. So you do have some.
Yes, yeah,
so
this will be his fourth. And I do have. I was only playing with you. I don't even look at my laptop. Mm. I can tell you.
Why are you looking at your laptop?
Oh, no. Producer Grace just. Why are you getting involved in tennis chat?
I'm Googling for you.
What did you Google?
The number one tennis player, Daniil Medvedev.
But okay, you just Medvedev. Wrote through Daniil Medvedev. You didn't
I was following it up with, is number one.
Yeah, okay. Well, Nathan and I have had 30 questions since then. Sorry, just if you listen to the show, it comes up, it flashes in front of me like yellow highlighter. Just sit down. Come in for HK.
We should have done the HK. That's
no. So the last time that Tanasi Kokkinakis played, and he's 26, he was 17.
17,
so
yeah.
It's nearly been 10 years since he's had a game against Novak.
I can't believe that, because he was, when he came on the scene, he was so young.
Next big thing.
Kokkinakis.
Yeah, he was. How about this, Nath? I love this. Tonight at Wimbledon, there are 5 women playing, Australian women.
Oh, huge.
Australian women playing, and 5 Australian men playing.
So it's the Aussie night.
10 Aussies are playing at
Turn
Wimbledon
Turn off
tonight.
The radio, go and watch.
Oh, well, this has been an awful show. You don't want to stick around for the show rating. It's currently to 1 out of 10.
You've ruined my age game, which was next. You thought it was now. This could just be me next. Nate guessing ages after this across the country.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Tuesday night, you got Jimmy and Nate.
And for the first time.
would you, because you're so keen to do it.
Nah.
Just before, would you like to do it?
No.
No, because you did it so well last time. You don't want to do it?
Can I? No.
Australia, we have a new game, and we want you to get involved. It is called Jimmy and Nate's Age Game.
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age. That's not my age. That's not my age. It's the Age Game.
Okay, this is how this works. What's wrong?
Did you get quieter?
What
did people have? A little button down?
No, I haven't touched the button.
Oh, like the opener started really loud and our...
Then it got quieter. I thought it was just me. But you heard it too. Yeah.
Oh.
It, like it went sort of mute.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What if we both simultaneously lost our hearing at the same time?
I don't know what happened because I heard it full the whole time.
Okay.
So...
Well, it'd be weird that... Anyway, I'll stop.
I really thought this one was going to go all right. It's not. Okay, Australia, listen very carefully. This is how this works. Everybody has an age, and this is where both Jimmy and I, we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are, right? 13, 10, 60, jump on the phones right now. Let Jimmy and I guess your age. The best bit about it, Australia, is if we get it wrong, if Jimmy and I get it wrong, then you win. And tonight, we've got $50 menu log vouchers to give away. So that's what you're going to win if we get it wrong. And this is a very difficult game to win. So, Jim, both you and I will ask a couple of questions each to the person on the line. Then both of you will lock in an age. We will both lock in an age. If we get it wrong, they win. Producer Grace, you are the official scorekeeper.
Yeah, it's my job to keep track of the overall difference between your guesses and our callers' actual ages.
Yes.
And then whoever ends the year with the lowest overall difference in years wins a trophy.
So the lower the score, the better. Kind of like golf.
Kind of like golf.
Essentially like golf.
Yes.
Okay. It's
radio's version of golf.
Yeah. Radio golf.
A few extra steps, but yeah.
As we figured out.
Yes.
But you know what? We'll cover all the steps. 13, 10, 60, Australia. If you would like to be the first person to play our new nationwide game, it is called The Age Game. Give us a call right now. We are doing an Nexus. Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
And Jim, we have a brand new game for the country. It is called Jimmy and Ace Age Game.
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age. That's not my age. That's not my age. It's the age game.
Jim, everybody has an age.
I think when it hears a noise, it automatically drops the volume. Sorry, yeah. We're getting real radio on air right now, but we're just having a few tech issues.
I'm not hearing that though.
No, yeah.
So weird. Strange.
I'll chat to tech after the show.
Yeah, never
I'll
heard
be
of that before. Send an email after with some feedback. Jim, how this works, everybody has an age. This is where you and I, we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are, okay? So both you and I, we ask some questions, we both look in an age. If we get it wrong, then the listener wins. That is how this works. And our first player for Jimmy and Ace Age Game around the country from beautiful Orange. Hello, Johnny, we got you there?
Yeah, how you going, guys?
We're good, Johnny. How's your night been so far?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Hey, loving it.
You're loving it?
What are you up to, Johnny?
Oh, I listened to a bit of the radio, but had a bit of work on today, so it wasn't too bad at all.
What do you do for work?
I'm a painter. Painting away. So.
How long have you been doing that for?
About 8 years now.
Okay. Johnny, you married or in a long-term relationship or anything?
No, single, no, living single? The life.
So any kids?
No kids.
You're looking to meet someone, Johnny?
No, not in particular, but I'm happy living the single life at the moment.
Yeah, you should enjoy it, mate. Trust me.
I like
you
your voice.
You get a partner. And,
I like your voice, Johnny. You got a good voice. Anyone told you that?
No.
You like a fun voice. Johnny, what do you like to do? What do you like to do on weekends?
Over the weekends, I like a little bit of going out bushwalking. Got a beautiful waterfalls around Orange here to check out, so that's not too bad.
Quite active.
What's your favourite waterfall, Johnny?
There's one called Federal Falls, like this mad little, I don't know, 30, 40 metre high waterfall, beautiful cave in behind it. So,
okay.
Sick, eh?
All right. Remember that language, because it's quite youthful language.
Oh, I've written
that's
enough sick. There, mate.
You're done with this, are you?
No, you don't tell me. Tell me what I'm. It's a competition. We're going head to head. I need the help.
Sorry, Johnny. Johnny, got any? You like to?
Oh, you're going still.
All right. Well, I'm going one more. Sorry, Johnny. Johnny, you go on lots of walks and stuff. You're quite active. You got any aches and pains or anything?
The old knees get a bit hairy going sometimes.
Knees have been hairy going. Okay. No, that's my last question. You stay there, Johnny. We're going to try and figure out how old you are.
All right. So we got Johnny from Orange. When we asked him how he is, he said good. He spent the day listening to a bit of radio, doing a bit of work. And for work, he does painting. He's been doing it for 8 years. He's currently single. He has no kids. And he's not looking for anyone. He's just enjoying the single life. He loves to get out and do a bit of bushwalking and see a few waterfalls. His favourite waterfall is near Orange. It's Federal Falls. It's about a 30 or 40 metre waterfall. And Nathan, when you asked him how's the body going with this walking and being active, he said, sometimes the old knees are a bit hanging out.
Yeah, aches and pains. Thought it was an integral question.
It was.
Help gauge some age.
I'm very confused by old Johnny boy.
Where are you thinking?
Is there any area he sounded older. I thought he sounded like 40s.
See, I haven't gone that old.
Oh, I haven't written anything yet.
I'm ready. You tell me when you're ready.
All right, I am ready.
Okay, Jimmy's in with 28. Wow, you've gone really young. You've gone 28. I've gone 31.
Oh, they're pretty close.
Yeah. All right. Jimmy's gone 28. Nate has gone 31. Johnny, we bring you back. We got you there, Johnny?
Yep, you sure do.
Okay, Johnny, I'm going to ask you this. Are either of those ages correct? Jimmy with 28, Nath with 31.
Oh, no, unfortunately. Sorry, boys.
That's all right, mate. That means you've won. So see, well done. But put us out of our misery. Johnny from Orange, how old are you?
21.
What? 21? 21 years. Now I feel bad asking about kids.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.